Tantor Audio presents A Kiss of Blood by Pamela Palmer. Narrated by Rebecca Estrella. Chapter 1. 4 more days until Quinn Lennox's life, as she knew it, was over. Quinn paced the lamplit living room of her apartment on the George Washington University, GW, campus, pulling the gun from the small of her back, dry-cocking, aiming, releasing. The magazine, filled with alternating wooden and real bullets, sat snugly in her back pocket, ready to be slammed home at a moment's notice. In truth, her normal life, if her life had ever been normal, had ended a month ago, when she and her brother Zach stumbled through a crack in the world and found themselves fighting for their lives in the dark vampire otherworld that, impossibly, shared physical space with much of Washington, D.C., and had for 140 years. Washington, V.C., the vampires called it. Vamp City. God help her. How was it possible there were vampires and werewolves and sorcerers? She picked up her water glass, downed it, then continued to pace, continuing to practice drawing the gun she'd bought last week. Because two things were going to happen on the equinox in 4 days, if not before. 1. The immortal son of the sorcerer who'd created Vamp City would renew the crumbling magic, releasing Zack from the grip of the magical illness that had him nearly bedridden. She hoped. And 2. The vampires now trapped by the magic's failure would once more be free to travel between worlds.